Welcome to the Female Photographer Podcast. I'm your host, Maria Eves, and I started this podcast to help uplift and inspire female photographers just like you with a weekly chat to share insights about photography from other women who just get you. Hey, it's Maria here, and welcome to another episode of the Female Photographer Podcast. I am recording myself on video as well today, so I can put it up on YouTube for you if you want to see my face while I talk to you. But I wanted to dive into something I was thinking about this morning, because I usually go for a run like every second day. And I just go for the same run. I go down to the beach and run along the beach to the end of the beach and come back, and it's about 5 kilometers. But today it was so stormy, like storm of the century. Well, storm of the year maybe. And like, so just so you know how stormy it was, there was like, we've been having power cuts, the power's been on and off like for the last 24 hours. It's just the kind of weather we are like, should I even go outside? So of course, this was the best excuse for me to decide, I shouldn't go for a run today, it's too stormy. But I know this is how I sabotage myself, and this is how I stop running for months and months. I need to run because A, obviously like fitness, and B, that is where I get so many good ideas. And you've probably heard me say this before, but like, I just clear out my brain of all the fog, and we all know what that brain fog is like, so you got to have some time to get rid of that. So I've got to get out for my run, and I didn't want to go out because it was so freaking stormy that I honestly was like, am I even going to survive if I go out there for a run? But like I said, I know that I use these excuses all the time to stop running. So I was like, I'm not using that excuse today, even if, like, you know, it's a hurricane, I'm still going to go out there. So I did. I got my shoes on and I started running down the street, decided maybe not go down to the beach because, I didn't know, but it might have been super wavy and stormy and salt spray and wind and everything everywhere, and I just really didn't want to deal with that. So I ran down the street, and as I was running, I was like, this actually isn't that bad. Like, it was, seemed like it was only raining a tiny bit, and I couldn't even really feel the wind that much. I mean, to be fair, it was behind me on going in that direction. But then when I got to the end of the road meets the beach, and I like got down to the beach and started running along the last bit of the beach, and I was like, you know what, it's actually sheltered down here, I can't even feel any of the storm. So I ran back along the beach back to my house, and yes, it was a little bit stormy down there because I was running into the wind a lot more and I was going quite slow, but hey, that doesn't matter. It didn't seem like the storm that I thought it was. It just seemed like a windy, regular windy day. But anyway, as I was running, I was thinking, you know what? There are so many times in life when we are sitting inside, afraid to go out into that storm, making excuses and, you know, telling ourselves, oh, we'll do it tomorrow or the next day. Because, oh, we can't go out today because it's too stormy. And there's a lot of times in life where we say this to ourselves and, you know, you're like, oh no, that's too scary. I'll do it another time. And then you never do it. Like, maybe you have been meaning to contact someone about a business opportunity, or you've been meaning to contact someone to ask them if you could take some photos of them. I know that is actually something that I have been putting off lately. I need to contact someone and ask if I can take some photos of them. And it seems scary because it's like, well, what if they say no? Or like, what if, you know, then it becomes this awkward situation because I have to see this person. And I feel like this is a chatter that goes on in our head, right? Like, you just start ruminating over it and all these stories start coming up in your head. And that's what was happening to me with the run. But when you just dive into it, like I did with the run this morning, and just do it, it's actually not that bad most of the time. You'll get out there, you'll be doing your thing, and you're like, you know what? I don't know why I was so worried about this or why I thought this was going to be a big thing, because it's not a big deal and it's all fine. So that is a lesson that I wanted to leave you with today. And yes, this is going to be a shorter podcast because I don't need to go on and on about this topic. It is, you know, quite obvious what I'm trying to say here, and we don't need to talk about it for an hour. But what is it that you have been putting off doing, or that you think is scary or is bringing up your fear? And then ask yourself, what are you scared of? I mean, with this photo I've got to take, what am I scared of? Scared that she'll say no? Well, big deal. Who cares if she says no? What if I have to go and see her again? It's all awkward. Like, it won't be awkward. Like, we'll both just get over it. You got to think about worst case scenario too. But a lot of the time, you've just got to dive in. Don't give yourself time to think about it. Don't start coming up with a whole bunch of excuses in your head. Just go for it. And hey, if it doesn't work out at the end of the day, and if it is uncomfortable, you will have learned a lesson, right? So you're going to take something away from it. I've got a saying that I really, really love, and I can't remember where I first heard it, but I've heard a few different people say it. And that saying is, you either win or you learn. Because, you know, we kind of grow up thinking you win or you lose, but that's not true. You win or you learn. So either way, you're winning, really. Because you're either getting the result you want or learning a lesson that you will have with you for the rest of your life, that you can draw from and grow and move on and do bigger and better things. But when you're scared, too scared to actually go and do that scary thing, then A, you're not going to win, and B, you're not going to learn the lesson. So I hope you can take something away from this podcast today that encourages you to go and do that scary thing, because chances are it is probably not going to be that scary once you're in it. Thanks so much for listening again. And if you like this episode, please subscribe to my podcast so we can catch up every week. And on that note, I can't wait to see you next week. Bye.